It's the Burke and Jeffrey podcast, and, you know, I love reading the reviews, but Jeffrey, your mom left us 3 stars.
Ooh.
What the?
Yeah, well, she has a point. It's not that good.
Oh, okay. Listen, could you make up for that, please?
Please?
Leave us 5? Is that too needy? Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
But the full show starts right now.
Yeah. You know who's in trouble right now?
Uh-oh.
The Chuck E. Cheese franchise.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean like they're not making any money trouble or...
Financially.
Yeah, they're not in their best spot.
Okay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Not only is it past its heyday, but there was just a horror film called Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
With singing animatronic animals similar to the ones at Chuck E. Cheese. But these ones are possessed. And it's scaring children everywhere.
Well, then why are children watching that movie?
Yeah.
Like, that's on the parents. That is an R-rated film.
And the OGs know we were scared of those animal robots way
That's
before
right.
Freddy's
That
did.
Is right.
So,
and what's more scary is what's in the ball pit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So in the news today, the business says they're planning to pivot to something a lot of other companies are trying. Brooke, what do you think about signing your kids up for a Chuck E. Cheese subscription service?
Get out of here
you
with this
stuff. You haven't even heard what it is yet.
I'm going to tell you no. Right off the bat, you're just like my kids. Don't even ask. Mom is going to say no.
Listen, the program's designed to function kind of like a season pass.
Okay.
Where you pay a certain dollar amount per month to get access to different tiers at the Fun Center.
Mm.
They've got bronze, silver, and gold status, kind of like you're boarding a plane.
Okay, so next time I want a date and I want to impress a girl, I can say I'm a platinum Chuck E. Cheese member.
What do
girl.
You get for gold status at Chuck E. Cheese?
I'll tell you what you get with gold. You get 300 play points. 1,000 e-tickets that can be redeemed at the prize wall.
Okay.
50% discount on food and drink.
That's big. That's big.
Wow.
And you get to go inside of the tubes before the kids with silver and bronze get to. So if there's a kid ahead
you
of
joking?
You push him out of the way and you say, no, I'm gold status.
Let me see your wristband. What color is it?
Yeah, teach him status young.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How much does it cost? Look at that, Brooke. You only have to pay $29.99 a month per kid.
Get out of here.
Wow.
I think it could be worth it.
I just have a headache even thinking about walking into that place.
You don't want to be the kid with the bronze status that's like just stuck to one little area of Chuck E. Cheese, not allowed to do anything.
My kids are going to have no status. And they're paying full price for one slice of pizza.
They have to stand outside.
Your kids are just playing skee ball by themselves.
Go to the window, honey, and look in.
But they're going to be upgrading all of their Fun Centers soon, where instead of the animatronic bands, they're going with a dance concert experience along with a trampoline lean zone.
Why are we putting more money into it?
I agree. Like, figure it out at this point, guys.
It sounds good. It's like a bouncy G-rated Tiesto concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jabberwockies.
I think they should replace the band with an animatronic digital Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Shouting out trivia to the masses. Let's give them an example of what that would look like, Jake. Give it to us.
Okay. Fast and the Furious has 10 films. There have been 13 different live-action Batmans. But one of the most iconic movie franchises of all time features a classy British spy known to the world as 007 James Bond. And while he's constantly compared to his American counterpart, Jose Bolaños, for being well-dressed and smooth with the ladies, Jose doesn't have the list of films that James does.
Yeah.
Since the 1960s, there have been 25 Bond movies that have come out. Some of the titles have become infamous, but do you know them all?
No.
We're going to test your knowledge today in a special Shaken Not Stirred edition of Balenty of Dwenty. I'll give you the title of a possible Bond movie, and you have to tell me if it's a real film from the franchise, or if I made it up.
I thought we were going to have to come up with these titles on our own. I'm really relieved.
They have some really random titles.
Let's start with Alexis.
Okay.
Alexis, your Bond title is Live and Let Die. Is that real, or did I make that up?
I haven't seen any of them, so I have no idea actually what happened.
No,
I'm going to tell you, I've never seen one either.
Yeah,
no
clue.
Way.
No.
You've never seen one?
No.
I've seen that motivational poster up in the break room before.
Have you seen
a
James Bond film?
No, just like that was what the managers put up for us.
So live and let die.
Live and let die, everybody at work.
The cat hanging to a laundry string says live and let die.
I'll say it's real.
Alexa says live and let die is real. It is... That is real. It's from 1973.
Wow.
Flawless logic.
Let's go to Jose. Jose, your Bond title is Tomorrow Never Dies. Is that real or is that made up?
That one, you know, there's a lot of things dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of time stamps on when and if
they
will die.
Yeah, there is.
The future will die.
Let it die. Tomorrow's going to die.
And I think this one is true, Jake.
Jose says that's a real title. That is...
Yeah!
That's a real one from 1997.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, immortality for tomorrow.
Brooke, your James Bond title is Dressed to Kill. Is that a real James Bond movie? Did we make that up?
God, I mean, that is why he dresses up, right?
He doesn't plan to kill people. He just has to murder like 40 people.
They fall on his bullets.
Yeah, it's like, he has no choice.
I just have 17 hidden murder weapons.
Yeah. I think he definitely is Dressed to Kill. True.
Yeah.
Brooke says that's a real title. That is... That is not a real James Bond title.
Like it so would be.
It describes him perfectly. Not a title.
It didn't mention Living or Dying, bro.
Yeah. Either pre or post,
some sort of forecast for the future.
Dressed to stay warm.
Let's go over to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, your James Bond title is Balls of Thunder.
No.
Is that real or did I make that up?
Oh, Jeff,
stop it.
So happy.
I like how you're trying to fool me here, Jake, but I've actually seen that movie.
Is it a James Bond movie or different?
No, it's a double feature with Drill Bill.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that is not a real Bond movie.
Jeffrey said made up. That is... made up. The real Bond film is called Thunderball, not Balls of Thunder. So trying to trick you up there. Let's go back to Alexis.
Right.
Your James Bond title is Never Say Never Mind.
What?
Is that a real James Bond title, or is that another one with Drill Bill?
I don't know. What, there's like 20-something of these? They probably ran
25.
Out of... I'm going to say it's real. They ran out of ideas.
Alexis says that's real. That is... That is made up. That's an adult film about a Swedish bikini team. I'll never tell. The real Bond film is called Never Say Never Again. Let's go to Jose.
All right.
If you get this wrong, Jeffrey wins. Your title is Live Once to Die Twice. Is that made up or is that a real James Bond title?
So much math.
This makes me never want to watch
it. How do you die twice if you only live once?
The next film's like The Square Root of Death. I don't think this is real. It's too much math.
Jose said made up. That is...
Yeah!
Is made up. We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Your title is The Spy Who Loved Me. Is that real or is that made up?
This has to be real.
Well, The Spy Who Shagged Me is real, but a different movie.
I was thinking Austin. I thought this was the Austin Powers one.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, yeah.
Important
verbs. So maybe
there.
It was a spoof off of the title.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
all satire.
James Bond notoriously does not love, so there can't be any spy who loves anybody there. I'm going to say that's made up.
Jeffrey said made up. That is... That is a real one from 1977. Jose has won the James Bond edition of Plenty of 20.
Well, that means Jose gets to choose who gets shocked. Whoever it is going to sing Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
I pick Alexis.
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, it's adorable.
I'm Alexis. I can kiss away the pain.
She sounded like a hero, baby.
No.
I don't believe her.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You ever thought about how many billion-dollar ideas came from just a regular group of people who were hanging out, messing around?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, for example, the idea for Microsoft all started in a tiny garage where Bill Gates was doing keg stands while softly microdosing mushrooms with Paul Allen.
Yeah.
And suddenly, Eureka. I know, because that's what I just wrote on the Microsoft Wikipedia page.
Hold my ankles, Paul.
It just shows you never know what stupid conversation is going to spark the next billion-dollar business.
Well, here comes Steve Wozniak with more drugs. Hey, what a party.
That's why for our next segment, I've brought in a keg. And Brooke is going to be holding our legs as we spin gold for a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind. It's coming up. Isn't it weird that we have one hand that knows how to do everything, and the other hand just kind of sits there like, I don't know how to hold a pencil.
I It is a dumb hand.
I mean, this segment is dedicated to all the useless other hands out there.
Okay.
I would totally high-five you with it, but then we'd both look like idiots. So let's just get to the part where we use our mouths to say what's been on our minds lately.
All right.
We're going to start with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, my God. My husband has lost his mind.
Oh, no.
He adamant that people have the baby on board sticker are the worst people on the planet. Because he thinks,
he is positive
that the people who have those stickers are only doing it so they can illegally use the carpool lane.
Well, yeah, duh.
Oh, I never thought
obviously.
Of that.
Obviously. Yeah. Michael, it's for like first responders so that if the car gets in an accident, they know that there's a baby in there.
Oh, is that the purpose?
I thought it was
that's
for
what
us.
I always thought.
I thought it was for like us so we know if we're going to speed and cut someone off.
Yeah, that's what
sticker,
I thought too.
We got to be chill around that car.
No, he is certain, and it's gotten to a point where now he hates everyone who has this sticker. And
people
like we'll be in like a parking lot of a Target, and he's like, no, we can't leave yet. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because we gotta wait to see if the person who comes out actually has a baby or not.
He's checking them.
Maybe they didn't have their baby that day.
Exactly. They may not always have the child with them.
Yeah.
He's like, just wait. No baby carrier. I guarantee it.
So now you're having stakeouts in the parking lot of
you guys, he'll
stores.
Pull up next to cars just so that we can try to look in to see if there's a baby. I'm like, they're not doing it to just use the carpool lane.
Also, that's so rude. Like pulling up next to somebody and being like,
show us your kid.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Well, now at least you know what you're going to get him for Father's Day coming up. Get a little baby on board sticker for his car.
We don't have any babies.
Well,
I guess he thinks that you don't need one.
You don't need one.
Yeah, okay.
He'll finally understand the benefits of the sticker once he owns one himself. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, if you've never heard of it, Alexis and I, we do a segment for the show called What You Doin'.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And recently we were at a Justin Timberlake concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have to say, we were stopped by listeners more than ever before.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great. I felt like we were celebrities.
Why, were you illegally parked or something?
No, but some people are getting bold. Like, one guy literally ran up while Alexis was starting an interview, kisses me on the cheek, lifts me up, and spins me around in the air. And that felt pretty good, actually, because I haven't been embraced like that. But
that was a dirty dancing moment.
So, I mean, these are, like, getting elaborate, which I loved it. But the most embarrassing part is sometimes listeners can't remember my name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And one person, I felt bad for her. Girl gets super excited.
Yeah.
She sees me. And she goes, oh, my gosh, it's him! And she yells, I love you, Jeffrey!
Oh.
And I look over, and I'm just like, oh, I'm not Jeff, but hi! And the look on her face, you guys.
Oh.
She slumps over.
Oh.
And just like walks away.
Because she was feeling embarrassed, or because she's just so disappointed that you're not Jeffrey?
Disappointed in herself, I believe.
Okay.
She seemed like I probably was her favorite person in the world.
Yeah.
And just a Freudian slip ruined it.
Wow.
You
should
correct them.
Yeah.
No.
She deserves to feel that way. She should feel bad about it.
No. So I want you to know, I felt bad. If you're listening, I want to give you a hug. I don't care who you think I am.
And you're okay with being picked up?
Oh, yeah. Pick me up. That's a feat of strength on you.
All right.
I'm just going to put it out there for listeners. No picking up of me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
don't
not
touching
me.
Jose's body, though, fair game. Whatever you want to do to it.
If you can lick it, you can do whatever you like
to
it.
Okay. All right.
And Jim.
No,
you're welcome, listeners. Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I've been really jealous lately because...
I know.
I'm always jealous, but something more than normal because editor Ashley out there, she's been using Rover, you know, like the dog.
Sitting dog
walking app.
Oh, yeah. She's been making money on the side by walking people's dogs.
She gets to meet cute dogs.
Yes, she gets to meet cute dogs. Walk them makes easy money, okay?
Yeah.
My roommate is also bragging to me. She's been on it. Two separate dog sitting things. She's made $500 each weekend.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Crazy.
Am I not paying you enough?
Yeah.
Wow,
Brooke. But anyways.
Okay.
They're doing that. So they're both telling me, like, Alexis, get on it. Get on it. You know, make some extra money.
Yeah.
I have been on it since January.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you know what I've got? Zero requests. Zero bookings.
Why? Are you just charging too much?
I don't know what I'm doing. I made it the minute I wrecked my car because I was like, I need money.
Yeah.
And I just thought the app was broken. But then they're just talking about how good it's been doing for them.
Have you ever done one walk?
No, nothing.
What?
Well, besides for Brooke and off the app, so it doesn't count.
You know? Brooke probably went in and rated you a zero star, so no one wants you.
I got to keep her cheap, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $500
$100 for a weekend.
I know. I don't know what's wrong. And I don't know if my account just looks bad now, like if I've chose a bad photo or something. But
it's just a photo of her open mouth kissing a dog.
That's it. See, that,
yeah.
Now we get
it. They don't like that?
She cares too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this is how people feel on dating apps sometimes, but this is on me on Rover. I feel unwanted.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
My co-hosts know this, but maybe some of the listeners don't. I am Jewish.
Yeah.
Born into a Jewish home, raised with dreidels and Yom Kippur and an overbearing mom.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
And the other day, I'm at the dog park, and one of my, because I have a dog named Bagel, by the way, one of my Jewish friends asked me if Bagel had his bar mitzvah yet.
Wait. Oh my God, what is that?
Is that a thing?
I was like, what are you talking about? He said there's a lot of people in Jewish homes who have celebrations when their dogs come of age.
No.
Oh, I want to be
What
there.
Age is that for a dog?
Yeah.
I thought at first, no way, this has to be a joke.
Yeah.
But then I researched it. Apparently, it happens when they turn 13 in dog years.
That's really old.
Which is three-ish in human years.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
And they'll have a little ceremony and an after party of them converting over to be a little doggy Jew.
This is my favorite.
Will it be like yours where you get to record an album and then we get to play it on the radio?
Well, I don't even know. I'm just learning about all this stuff.
Okay.
So there are some rabbis I saw online who thought the idea of a bar mitzvah is a disgrace that mocks the entire Jewish lifestyle.
Probably a little sacrilegious.
But a few rabbis say that as long as they convert to eating kosher dog food, then it's good.
Okay. Are you willing to do that for him?
I don't know.
Is it like no pork for bacon?
Yeah, I don't know if I should plan a bar mitzvah for this summer for when he turns three.
Just for us.
But would you guys show up for it if I have a little tally?
What's the gift expectation at something like this?
Yeah. It's usually like a check for like 10 grand. That's what most Jewish families would do if they actually loved them.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, you guys can do something less.
I'm awful with money. If it's a check, it can bounce. I'm totally out, dude.
Maybe just like a milk bone. That would be
it. Okay, yeah, then back in.
It's on my mind, so stay tuned. But text in 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A lot of people texting in at 78592 telling us what's been on their minds. We just shared what's been on ours. Someone said, I have a landline at home. I would love to have Brooke's kids call me. Because if you missed it, Brooke is now the only person in the city to go backwards and actually get herself a landline. And she's letting her children call random phone numbers.
That's
so
right.
Text yours in to 78592. Little Alder and Nora will spam you.
We need to get the prank phone calls immediately. Get them in studio. Let's train them now, Brooke.
See, I was going to train them on how to collect credit card numbers.
Oh,
we can do that, too.
Maybe something good will come of this.
Yeah.
Another text says, I have a juicy secret for Mass Speaker. It involves my friend, his wife, his sister, and his daughter. Friend, an aunt, plus two grandmothers.
There's no men involved in this?
We're going to blow out the entire show tomorrow for a four-hour-long confession from you. Hour three is going to get real juicy.
Yeah.
And one more text, 78592, says, my boyfriend and I were apartment hunting this weekend. One of the people giving us a tour sounded just like one of Brooke's phone tap characters. She had a super high-pitched voice and no personality.
Wait, what?
My boyfriend and I got in the car afterwards, and we just burst out laughing. We will not be taking that apart.
Is that your snooty rich person?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm still
there.
There
it is.
Yes. Oh,
I get it now. We better move on and get the laser stories.
Okay. Wait.
Laser stories is coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
When it comes to me, Brooke is like an elephant.
What?
She never forgets. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning because she vividly remembers my revealing gladiator Halloween costume from 13 years ago.
It was shocking.
Brings it up constantly.
Okay.
Yeah, thinks like, about it all the time.
No, I don't.
It's strange.
It scarred me.
Because his
just
sexy
move on.
Abs.
She also, what's your point, Jeff?
She also remembers the exact gifts I bought her for her wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a good gift?
Yeah, because I use the hand blender all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, and every time I take it out, and I'm like, oh, thanks, Jeff.
Good looking, Jeff.
And it's green. It's really cute.
All
yeah.
the time.
Shoot, that's great,
but
Jeff.
Certain wedding gifts are memorable because of how weird they are. And a survey asked people to name the strangest presents they received for their big day.
I already have an answer. I have a response.
Well, let's go to the list first. Number six, a copy of Windows 95 on CD for a wedding that happened in 2010.
That is so helpful.
What?
Really, it is.
You just never know when you need to back it up on a CD-ROM.
I miss Clippy. I need to go back.
Number 5, a Japanese-style hand fan made from plastic forks.
Oh, okay. The fan's actually cool, but...
Yeah, but look at you can be cool and eat at the same time.
Oh, wow. Check out the buffet. Uh-huh.
Number 4, a set of hand-embroidered towels and coasters where the groom's name was misspelled on all of them.
No, how embarrassing.
Can I give you my favorite of my wedding?
Real quick.
Okay, real quick. It was a hand-me-down calico pig figurine.
Oh.
Who got
you
that?
Because she had, the woman who gave it to me had a pig collection, and she told me she took it from her pig collection at home.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I gave you one of my pigs.
That's almost as weird as number 3 on the list, a hot dog toaster.
Just made for hot dogs?
No, my mom has one of these. You put the bun and the hot dog, and then you pop it down just like a toaster.
Yeah,
toast
together.
Yes.
It cooks the dog.
Yes.
The best part is this couple got divorced, then reconciled years later, and for their second wedding, the same person got him another hot dog toaster.
Hey! That was the problem in the marriage, not enough hot dog toasters.
Number 2, a giant 5-foot-tall gumball machine.
Oh, and that's cool.
The number 1 strangest wedding gift someone received was a ceramic bust of the Virgin Mary with an electric plug-in that made her eyes light up red.
Ooh. Oh, my red.
Just want you to know we're watching.
And you know what I want to give to all the newlyweds who are listening right now?
What's that?
A brand new edition of Laser Stories.
Hey.
That's our gift to you coming up next. It's the radio segment that's launching a new pet service called Uggy Buddy.
What's that?
Where if you want to make your pet look good in photos, Uggy Buddy will provide you with an even uglier looking animal than your own. So they'll look great in comparison.
Oh, I love it.
Rent yourself a cringe-worthy canine today with Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. And those other cheap wah-wahs just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Ohio. A school district went on lockdown last week when a creepy person was spotting walking around the campus running past the classrooms.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's like the worst fear of mine as a mother.
Some elementary kids were outside at the time, and school officials are being commended for quickly moving them inside to safety. But not before one child identified the mystery man and yelled, "Hey, look, everybody, it's Bigfoot."
What?
We
found Yeti, and he's on the campus of a school?
Well, the Sasquatch wasn't real, obviously.
Oh.
They later found out that it was a parent who was playing a prank on his son for his birthday.
What? Oh, dude, you gotta run it by the school first.
Get that checked out. I mean, that's the parent that doesn't respond to any of the school emails.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
As for how it ended, Bigfoot never got inside the building. The parent was apprehended by a school resource officer.
Oh, God.
And prosecutors are reviewing the case.
Oh,
it's
unclear if they're gonna face charges.
I hope not.
Some people online are making light of the situation, saying the school overreacted to some innocent fun.
Well, you check in with the desk. Like, literally, you can't enter a school without going up
and signing in.
Yeah, call ahead and say, it's my son's birthday tomorrow. I'd like to do a prank. How can I do this?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to ruin the surprise.
Okay.
Many others who have young children themselves say they would not want a masked person creeping around their child's school, even if they knew it was a parent in a costume.
Yeah, because the kids don't know either. They're going to be scared.
This next Laser Story is out of San Pedro, California. 31-year-old Esteban Prado had been training months for his first big marathon race. For preparation, he'd run 100 miles a week.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
That sounds crazy.
It paid off.
Really?
Because he won the whole thing.
What?
Oh, my God!
Can you imagine winning a marathon? I think that is just nuts.
On your first try?
Yes. Like, I'm just, like, would be amazed at myself for completing it.
I'd be impressed just driving to the marathon. Like, I can't believe I parked here.
He was declared the men's marathon winner.
Wow.
Coming in at 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 53 seconds.
Dang. What an achievement.
But his victory was short-lived, because after reviewing the race tapes, officials gave him the bad news that Esteban was disqualified.
Did he skip a route or something?
No.
Like, he went the wrong way?
He ran the whole route, but apparently he was going so fast, the volunteers at the water stations weren't even completely set up yet. So they had nothing ready for him.
Oh! What?
He'd have to pass with no water.
Uh-huh.
That's when his biggest fan knew he had to help out. His father jumped on his own bike with a bottle of water and chased after his son.
That's so cute.
He was able to catch up to him around mile 15, and that's when Esteban took a sip.
And
apparently
it.
Receiving water from a spectator, even if it's his dad, is not allowed. And Esteban was officially booted from the race.
Petition.
Afterwards, he told the media that he's disappointed regarding the decision, since it wasn't his fault there was no water set up on the course.
Yeah. Right.
But he'll try to move past it and look forward to his next race without his dad, of course.
We feel bad, but he could have given his son steroids, and that's why his mile was so good.
Yeah.
So, end of the day, I say prosecute.
Oh, okay.
His next laser story is out of China. It's not unusual to get a Chinese knockoff product online, but some feel the counterfeiting's gone too far with the newest stunt, one that a zoo is pulling. The Taizhou Zoo in Jiangsu Province decided to try to pass dogs off as pandas by simply dyeing their coats white and black.
Money. I want to play with that.
We got the pictures up on our Insta stories. What do you think, Brooke? Because Jose believes they are actually pandas.
They look like tiny pandas, but they
on all fours.
Still
from far
look
away.
Like dogs.
Yeah, they're fluffy, though, that's for sure.
They're very fluffy.
They're chow chow dogs.
Oh,
those are the big-haired breed from northern China, and the zoo now has four of them running around in an enclosure pretending to be baby panda bears.
They dyed the fur exactly like a panda bear.
I don't know why the U.S. zoos aren't doing this, since they actually can't have pandas.
Imagine going to the lions and it's like a kitten with a little lion mane. That would be so cute.
They did a really good job, and they unveiled them on May 1st thinking nobody would notice, but everyone did.
Yeah.
And pictures of the pups quickly went viral on social media.
Why is he eating out of a dog bowl? I thought they only ate bamboo.
While the zoo did worry about backlash, surprisingly, there's been a nonstop line since the fake pandas have gone viral. They're now more popular than the real pandas who were at the zoo over 15 years ago.
Release the real pandas. Yeah.
So officials say they're going to keep them. Plus, they claim that the paint is 100% safe and swears the dog pandas' makeovers are humane, using only natural dyes on their fur.
Okay. I just also noticed in the picture there's an actual doghouse in the background.
Oh.
Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it may have been a house for
the panda,
but
house.
Yeah.
That's what pandas live in the natural environment,
okay.
Brooke.
They love dog bones.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. A travel site called 1 Mile at a Time did a big write-up on how to go number two on planes. Kind of gross, but this does happen.
Yeah.
Occasionally, nature
especially
calls.
Especially those long-haul flights.
Yeah, and you try to avoid it, but...
They wanted to know the ideal time to go if you have to go.
Okay, because you don't want to hold it up. It looks so sketchy. If you go back there and you're in the stall for so long, I always feel like people are going
to
know.
You got
to
time
it right.
People
are
timing me. So here,
everyone to fall asleep.
Here's their advice. The worst times to go are just after takeoff, right after they serve food, and right before you land. Those are all high traffic times for airplane lavatories.
All those times are when I want to go. Like in my head, I'm like, okay, I just ate. Now it's time to go to the bathroom.
The best time to go is just before they start serving food.
Okay.
Isn't that the same as takeoff?
Kind of. It's like after takeoff, before the food's done.
Like 20,
it's
20,
a very small window.
25 minutes after takeoff.
Okay.
Three reasons. Number one, other passengers will be in their seats so they don't miss the food and the drinks.
Okay.
Yeah,
number two, the crew won't be sitting in the galley and have to hear you punishing the poor toilet.
Stop it.
And number three, once the carts are in the aisles, people can't get up to use the bathroom. So that's your best shot at having no one waiting outside.
Oh, I see.
You get as much time as you want and all the privacy in the world.
Got zero it. Pressure.
Yeah, so if you follow that advice, you're good. I just wish this guy would listen. Because last time he was on a plane, he had 5 Jack and Cokes and then used the ice bucket on the drink cart at his own little waiting pool. Super cute, but not allowed. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
In school, remember learning about all like the big defining battles in world history?
Kind of.
The Battle of Gettysburg.
I remember that.
Okay,
Battle of Yorktown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my question, where's the chapter on the Battle of the Tinder Dates?
Mm.
That's not like a
It's yet to be written, Jeffrey. Yet to be written.
I've looked through dozens of school textbooks. Not one of them mentions it.
Wow.
Are they trying to erase our proud dating history from these young, impressionable minds?
I'm going to write Nora's fourth grade teacher right now. And
you should.
They need to make the book so I can burn it.
Yeah.
No, don't tell me it's not a real battle. I know it's real. Because we hear it every week right here on our show.
He's right.
Make sure your kids are listening so they can educate themselves on the truth.
Oh, they can tell their teachers.
On the truth.
It's a brand new battle of the Tinder dates coming up.
Two hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show so hot, it makes Love Island feel like Barney and Friends.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners square off to find out whose love life is the most tragic.
Yeah.
We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she devours more men per year than all of the sharks off the coast of Florida. And that's why the boys call her Miami Annie.
Hey. I'm already a fan.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What's up,
Thanks
Annie?
For having me.
And in the other corner, her go-to drink order is a Long Island iced tea for her left hand and a 30-ounce glass of pure vodka for her right.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Meet Double Fistin' Kristen.
What's up, guys? Happy to be here.
Girl, I hope you're sober-ish right now.
For right now, yeah.
All right.
Not by the end of this segment, though. Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst date stories. The other one try and come back and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going back and forth for three rounds until we declare a winner. Let's get started with Miami Annie. Let's go.
So I went home with this guy once and found out that he had a strange little hobby of making figurines out of noodles.
What?
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Were they cool? Or
he actually made a couple figures and scenarios of us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's romantic.
Man, gosh. Oh.
Yeah, romantic, strange. We were like holding hands, and I don't know. I thought it was kind of offensive because he used like spaghetti to make him, and then I was just these big ravioli squares.
I thought you were his noodle muse, but apparently.
What the heck?
Double Fistin' and Kristen, you're up.
So my Tinder date planned a picnic date in the middle of this flower field.
That's cool.
Wow. Okay. That's actually really
cool. Yeah. It was really, really pretty, except that he had such bad allergies the entire time. He could not stop sneezing.
Sneezing the entire day.
Itchy red eyes.
All of it. And I told him we should leave, but then he wanted to power through it, even though he did forget his allergy medicine.
No.
I'm fine.
And so at the end, stuff was coming out of his nose, and he still tried to make out with me.
You know, he thought maybe you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. His eyes are all puffed up. He's like, where are you? I want to kiss you.
All right, we're on to round two. Annie, throwing it back to you.
Yes, okay. So I went to an aquarium for a date with this guy. And we're walking through the exhibits. And then out of nowhere, he gets really excited and tells me he can speak whale.
Speak?
Whale.
Oh, no.
Whale. And I kind of laughed, thinking it was a joke.
Yeah.
But then for the next hour, I got to watch and listen to him get close and do a loud whale cry for every animal that was swimming in the tank.
Oh, wow. I like that he's multilingual.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is impressive.
But let's keep going. Kristen, can you counter?
So this guy I met, we went to this concert together. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he holds up a sign. And the whole crowd starts booing me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What?
Why?
I see them put this screen on with his sign saying, she just cheated on me, and it pointed to me.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are on a first date.
What
like, I don't get it. Why would he do that?
He texted me after saying, sorry, he just needed to meet the singer, and that was the only way.
Oh,
so it's like you were the cheater.
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Gotta respect the man for his game,
you
though.
Got free?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I'm sure the singer felt so bad for him and invited him backstage, and they're now in a loving relationship.
That's how Taylor Swift ended up with Travis Kelce. Yes. Oh, my God. What a fun story.
This is their love story,
Jeff. We're on to the third and final round. We need your best stories here, ladies. So, Annie, what have you got?
So, one time I asked this date about his most recent past relationship, like how long they were together.
Yeah.
Gathering information.
Normal questions.
Yeah. And he said he couldn't remember, which was weird. But instead of moving on, he decided it was a good idea to FaceTime his ex to ask her that question.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought he genuinely couldn't remember. Okay. How did that go?
Well, she said 2 years. And then after that, he decided that it was a good idea to then turn the phone to me across the table so I could ask her anything I wanted.
How fun. What do you ask?
Yeah. I'm sure she gave a glowing review.
Yeah, right.
Well, by that time, I was pretty over it. So I asked if I should leave now or after dinner. And she said, leave now.
That was good, solid girl advice.
Yeah, I bet even he was like, yeah, you probably
left?
Oh, I left. Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Trust her, I guess.
I mean, if your ex on FaceTime tells you to do it.
Okay.
It's a red flag.
That means double fist and Kristen. This is your last shot.
So a guy told me that he had a date idea of something that I've never done before.
Okay, promising.
We met at a private airport.
Oh, wow.
He sneaks me through these doors until we're walking out onto the tarmac. And I'm excited. I'm thinking we're getting on a private jet or something. And then he hands me a vest and some of those hand sticks and tells me his friend is landing soon and it'll be funny to direct his plane wrong.
That's not funny.
Let's crash this Cessna into a building. It'll be hilarious.
God, all I was thinking is his friend has a private plane.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
You should date the friend.
Yeah, true.
All right, there was the final bell. That means the match is over. Judges, we have to score it. So, Alexis.
Ooh, I'm going to go Kristen for the allergy picnic.
All right, we got
disgusting.
One for Kristen. Brooke?
No. Really, I can't get over the whale cries at the aquarium with Annie.
So, that's all tied up. Jose, you get the final choice.
Whale cries are the best. Annie, you win.
Congratulations. Yeah. Miami Annie, your dating life is so traumatic that our listeners are going to need therapy after this. Congratulations.
Incredible. Queen of the dating trauma.
That's right.
And apparently queen of the ocean as well.
Wear that crown proud, girl.
On behalf of everyone here at Brooke and Jeffrey, that means good job in Whale.
Ooh.
Text in 78592 if you want to appear in the next Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
One of our listeners asked if we could help cheer up his friend.
Aw.
Because apparently his car got stolen from right out in front of his place the other day.
Oh, man.
So he's been understandably upset about that. Is it even possible to make someone feel better after something like that happens?
Maybe. I think so.
Maybe if we call him up and ask questions about the vehicle that suggest we might have taken it.
That is not going to make us feel better, Jeff.
Subtly, you'll hear his reaction in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I saw a post on the app next door about a stolen car. Is this Patrick?
Yes, this is. Yeah, I made that post.
Hey, I'm so sorry that happened, man.
yeah, me too. It's been a pretty weird couple of days.
I bet. You know, as neighbors, we all got to pull together.
Yeah.
I live a few blocks down from where you live, so I noticed right away the picture.
That's great, man. Do you got any information?
Hypothetically, let's say I found it at the end of the cul-de-sac, like a few blocks away from where your house is, and it still had the key in it.
Okay.
I'm wondering, if the check engine light was on and it needed oil, what kind of oil would your car take? Do you remember?
What are you talking about? How does that help you find my car?
Let's just say, hypothetically, right? Because I'm going to keep my eyes out on it for you. All right? We're going to find it together.
I appreciate that.
But do you think it's synthetic oil? Or maybe, you know, semi-synthetic, kind of a conventional situation? I tried to look up the model online, but it was really, really confusing.
I'm having trouble understanding how knowing what kind of oil my car takes is helping you find my car for me.
Yeah, you're right. I could always figure that out on my own if I ever found it, hypothetically.
Is there anything else that you wanted to ask me or maybe tell me?
Yeah. Let's say, hypothetically, the person who finds it doesn't really like that green color you have. They want to change it so people won't recognize it. What color would you change it to?
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, maybe something you wouldn't even recognize yourself.
What?
You know.
Where is it that you said you lived again?
Oh, yeah, in your neighborhood. You just go back to the left and then right? We're at the cul-de-sac where the tree... You know where they find a lot of lost cars?
No, I don't think I've ever heard of that area. Otherwise, that might have been the first place that I looked.
Yeah, they find cars all the time in that area that I live in. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, well, I totally.
Maybe I'll pay it a visit. Maybe I'll come over.
Oh, no, I don't want to inconvenience you, neighbor. Let me do all the dangerous work. I'll hunt the car down. You just sit tight.
Man, that's really neighborly of you. Yeah,
thank you.
That. But, you know, I insist. Why don't I swing by?
Oh.
That way we'll feel closer. You know, we'll be more connected for finding my car.
Yeah.
That you hypothetically will help me find.
Good idea. If you come over, though, let's meet out more on the street side. I'm not as close to my garage. I got to... big project I'm working on in there, secret. Can't look inside. Not the garage, at least.
Not in the garage.
Or the shed. There's parts in the shed for the project happening in the garage.
Listen, man, do you want to just cut the crap and tell me what's really going on?
Oh.
Because I know that you have my car.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Why would you even think that?
I don't know. Hypothetically, I must have two brain cells.
Whoa, okay, let's step back hypothetically for a second.
No, let's hypothetically not, okay? Let's actually...
Well, let's hypothetically say your best friend set you up for this prank phone call and you're on the radio right now.
Listen, Joker, I don't know what the you're going on about, okay?
It's pronounced Jose, almost. It's not Joker, it's Jose. I'm on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Wait.
We're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what? What's going on?
I'll say it again. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We have nothing to do with your car.
Oh.
Your best friend Kyle set you up.
Oh, my God. Kyle's such an asshole.
Man, yeah, I'm so sorry. Kyle told us it's a really bad situation. He just wanted to, like, make you smile a little bit, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm smiling now, but
good.
He gave me a heart attack first.
Oh, yeah, he wanted us to give you a heart attack, then smile. Ah, I forgot the order. Hypothetically.
I don't even, not even hypothetically. I think I actually want to kick his ass right now.
Oh, I'll help you. I mean, hypothetically. Like, the police ask.
Great.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
It's one thing to try to pick someone up at a bar or even at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's a whole different beast, though, trying to pick someone up on public transportation.
Whoa.
Oh, dang.
So I just Googled, how do guys approach an attractive woman on a bus?
Google answers everything.
Yeah,
I don't know if I trust it, Jeff.
Well,
but...
the top suggestion was ask her for directions.
I don't
know about that one. Number two was ask if you can borrow some fare money.
Transfer pass.
Yeah. Number three, be chivalrous and ask if you can clean up the puke next to her with your t-shirt.
That is nice.
Yeah,
that is really nice.
Clearly, there's no easy way to do it.
Yeah.
And it might be even tougher if it's a girl who wants to ask the guy out.
Oh, so how did our
listener handle that situation? She had a foolproof plan, and it got her a date. You're going to hear it in your second date update next.
Second date update.
Everybody has a different romantic strategy when they're out and they see somebody they're attracted to.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh.
Like Jose will name drop himself before breaking down the diet and migration patterns of Pacific softshell clams.
Sorry if we don't make it out of here before the kiss.
Yeah.
Because it is getting hot.
Oh my God.
Freak out.
We laugh because
he's turned on
true.
By himself.
No,
yes.
I really do. Not the first part, but I know a lot about fish. And if y'all
We get it.
Jeffrey, why did you do that?
Alexis will shake her empty White Claw can in your direction, hoping you'll buy her a new one.
Hello.
Do you like shiny things?
I haven't had the pineapple flavor today.
Today.
Today?
And Brooke Well, she's married,
yes.
Wink.
She's, no, I am married.
She's not interested whatsoever,
that's
wink,
true.
Wink.
Wait,
and she is wink? Definitely not going to leave her hotel room unlocked, room 307, wink, wink, wink.
Why is even the door stopped like, open?
So, again, open. Guys, don't DM us. Brooke is not available.
Wink. Thank you, Jeffrey. Wink. So,
but
wink. Who, stop it.
Who is available is yes. actually one of our listeners, Josie. Ooh. And apparently she has a different strategy when it comes to meeting a guy. Josie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Are you winking right now, Josie?
Am I winking? No, no.
Good. Don't.
There's no secret codes here.
Only leads to trouble.
Yeah, Brooke would know.
Yeah.
So tell us about the guy. Apparently you met someone when you were out recently. Who is it?
Yeah, so his name is Benjamin, and I actually, believe it or not, met him on the train.
Oh, interesting.
Oh. Yes.
Like a long trip train or just like in-town subway situation?
Yeah, in-town subway situation,
okay.
Because that's how I get to and from work.
All right.
Oh, got
cool.
it, got it.
So did you pull the Brooke move of leaving the hotel room card, like a dad on the chair?
She's going to work, Jeff.
Yeah. Train stop F. What? Get out.
You said that you have a strategy. I'm
you
wondering what
so
it is.
You guys are so dumb.
Yes. So not quite that,
uh-huh.
but
okay.
Here's what I have learned.
Okay. All right.
I've noticed that the way that I can gauge if someone's like attracted to me is if I get as close as possible to them without actually interacting with them.
I'm really hoping that the train that you're on is crowded.
That's what I'm
else
curious.
You look like yeah. a crazy woman. Just in
there's like 40 empty seats
yeah.
and you're standing right next to it.
I think I'm subtle enough. I hope I'm subtle. I don't know. We'll find
okay.
out.
Okay.
So, like, how does that work?
Well, okay. So, I've been on the train with him a bunch of times. So
you've noticed him before. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
So, the first time I decided to use my strategy, I got close to him enough, but not enough where he and I could make eye contact, right? And ignored him.
Okay, and ignored him.
Okay. Okay. We're inching closer. Like, we're in the same car now, but not, yeah.
And why don't you say anything?
Desperate people open their mouths and actually speak.
Like, hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta let the target come to you.
So you orbit him.
Okay.
Until
exactly. I build visibility. It's all about the visibility, right?
How many rides until you got close?
So, okay, the second ride got a little bit closer than the third ride. I sat right next to him.
Okay.
Oh, third time's a charm.
Oh, it's like those cat videos where they, like, pan away for a second and you pan back and the cat's
yeah.
a little bit closer. Then you pan away and the cat's a little bit closer.
Totally. And you're going to be, like, on his back eventually.
Were you sitting in his lap by this time?
Yeah,
where are you?
Not quite, but I'm sitting right next to him.
Oh.
Okay.
Did he notice you then?
He noticed my jacket.
Oh, what did he?
Oh.
How do you know?
He complimented me on my jacket. He said, hey, nice jacket. I like that jacket.
Oh.
What do you say?
I said, thank you, and continued to ignore him.
And continued to ignore him?
Ignore him, yes.
Wait.
He's going to think you don't like him. Like, that
yeah.
was your opening.
I also need to know, do you have headphones on, or are you just sitting there in silence, facing forward?
At this point, I knew that there was interest. So then when I saw him the next time, he asked me if I wanted to get coffee.
What?
Whoa.
Hey, so it worked wow. like a charm.
He had spoken one sentence to you prior.
Well,
and then
he said a little bit, like, oh, hey, it's you again, you know, like a little small talk.
Okay.
I mean, this is going to help people in real life. This is how you meet people in the real world.
But how do you keep yes. playing hard to get, like, what happens next?
At this point, do you give in?
At this point, I just preface by letting him know how incredibly busy I am. But
oh, you don't say
I
yes.
could maybe squeeze him in after work.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
you don't want him to know that you've been slowly, like, stalking him, getting closer and closer
right.
to him on the train.
And that your heart's about to explode because
yeah.
the guy
yes.
you've
yeah.
been crushing on finally asked you out.
You're playing it
yeah,
cool.
Right.
Okay.
So did you go after work?
Yes. So we met at the train station.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was a quick 15-minute situation.
Oh, why no. so quick?
Probably because the train was coming.
So I noticed that, like, he's kind of, I guess, inexperienced, it seems.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
Oh, my God.
Because he seemed a little uncomfortable, you know, like he didn't know what to do.
Okay.
Well, maybe that was confusing for him in its own right because he was so used to you being cold to him before.
Could be intimidating.
But I'm assuming that you guys exchanged numbers after that and have stayed in touch. So what's the latest?
So we did exchange numbers.
Yeah.
But now, whenever I see him, he's acting strange. He's acting like it never happened.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, interesting. And you're okay with the inexperienced part, it sounds like.
I kind of thought it was cute, you know? Like, he just doesn't look like he's been on a ton of dates, which, you know, is actually a good thing because, like, a lot of the guys on the app seem like they've been on three a day.
Okay. Well,
three a day. We're doing three a days, huh?
Gotcha.
Maybe he was just really, really nervous on that first date and had been looking forward to it just as much as you were.
Yeah.
So maybe he's been waiting and trying to figure out the right way to contact you. We're just going to jump in and do it for him, though. We're going to call him and try and get you your second date update right after this.
Appreciate it.
All right, hold on. Second date update. They say sometimes silence speaks louder than words.
Yeah.
I never understood that, but yeah.
And for her, Josie.
We know you didn't.
It's not just a quote. That's her entire seduction strategy.
Oh,
I can't believe this works.
Get physically close to a guy and then just completely ignore him until he falls in love with you.
Yeah.
And now I understand why whenever I try to ignore Brooke at work, she just wants to talk to me more and more and more.
Okay,
she's flagging
Jeff.
Me down, asking me all sorts of questions.
She's down the door to talk to you.
I only said, how was your weekend?
Oh, wow.
All up in my business, all over again. And that's how one of our listeners, Josie, met a guy named Benjamin on the train not too long ago.
Yeah.
Over the course of several trips, she got closer and closer and closer to him till she was basically in his lap on a coffee date right before their next train. And I can feel Brooke staring at me this entire time wanting to say something.
Talking,
what is
Jeff.
It, Brooke? What do you want?
I'm just listening to what you're
saying. I'm not interested, okay?
You talk so much. Just get to the point.
Okay. My point has been made that he's not calling her back.
Yeah. That's the bad point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, now, what would you like to say?
I don't know. How are you feeling, Josie? No.
Obviously, she's not feeling good.
She doesn't want to talk to you. She wants to.
Listen, she's ignoring you now.
I just want to know, like, is she nervous or does she think, like, they only spent 15 minutes together. I don't know what can go so wrong in 15 minutes.
True.
Don't downplay her amazing date, Brooke.
Oh, my
God. That's really rude.
I'm just done with you.
She can talk.
Call the guy.
Yes, call the guy. Call the guy.
Thank
you.
Josie. Jeff, how's that feel?
Well, I like to, you know, have meaningful conversations and dive into people's
feelings.
I don't want that.
All right. No, we'll just get right to business and call Benjamin. I'm going to dial his number. We'll see if he answers. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Benjamin?
It is. Who's this?
This is not just one person, a whole radio show is on the phone
Benjamin.
Wanting to talk to you.
Morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, we're doing something called a second date update because one of our listeners has been trying to get a hold of you. And apparently she wants to see you again on a real date.
Yeah.
I don't know the right way to say this.
No, that makes sense. Like, you only went to coffee for 15 minutes with her.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you would consider this a date or not. There's a girl from the train named Josie.
You said it's a date? I know a girl from the train named Josie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to label it a date, but apparently you guys have hung out, seen each other a few times, and had coffee together.
That's the date we're referring
to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we ride the same train line. And yeah,
so you're in a relationship. Okay.
No.
Why didn't you consider the coffee meetup a date?
Well, I guess like technically like we made an appointment or like a time to see each other.
Ooh, appointment.
Okay. Ouch, why does that hurt?
A lot of people would see that as two people meeting up and having a drink or whatever together. That's considered a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean like normally there's sort of like I guess date vibes, if you will.
Oh, you didn't get any date vibes with her?
So you were just being friendly?
I just didn't even know there was supposed to be chemistry there. So the deal is, my mom's birthday is coming up, and I know that's like a weird intro, but...
Yeah, what the heck?
This girl has like, I don't know how to describe it other than like a very similar style to my mom.
What?
Did you just say Josie has a similar style to your mom?
I'm going to throw up.
I cannot think of a worse.
No,
I
mean, hold on.
Let's hear him out, maybe.
I noticed she was wearing this jacket that my mom had the exact same one of.
Not the jacket.
It's not gross. It's just insulting.
Yeah, it's not gross. He's not into her. It's just insulting. Well,
okay. Josie mentioned to us that you brought up her jacket looking really nice when you guys were on the train together. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Yeah, so I noticed her on the train a couple times, and I swear they must shop at the same place. And so I don't know where to get a gift for my mom. And so I was just going to pick her brain on, like, where she shopped.
This was an information seeking.
You're like, where's the Talbots?
Maybe his mom is stylish.
Oh, that might be a good place to go.
Yeah.
Did you tell Josie during the coffee experience that you were looking to buy a gift for your mother, or are you just information gathering?
I don't know if I mentioned specifically that. We talked about, like, where she shopped, and, like, I mean, it was brief. Like,
okay.
That's why, like, when you said date, I don't really think of it as a date.
All right, well.
Yeah, man, that's so sad.
Somebody who may have seen it as a little bit more than that is Josie, who unfortunately has been listening to this entire conversation, Benjamin. Man. She's on the other line.
Hello? She never seemed interested. Hello?
No.
That's Josie.
That makes it worse.
Josie. Say hi.
Because she was playing hard to get.
That's like so offensive and
my mom's cool. No.
Your mom is cool.
Really? It's
possible. Maybe his mom is some sort of model.
Why didn't you just ask me where I got the jacket when you complimented me on it? And
because she already has that jacket.
You don't need that jacket.
Oh.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
He was probably taking your feelings into consideration by not bringing that up
to
you.
And I bet his mom was a really, like, maybe a teenager when she had him. So she's very young, I'm sure.
He's the product of a teenage pregnancy?
I don't know.
That's not true.
Okay.
Don't start rumors about his mom.
It's like Bohemian style. I don't know what you would call it.
Okay.
What the heck is Bohemian?
That's okay. That's not
bad. At no point,
though. Like, free people.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. What Josie probably wants to hear from you, Benjamin, is an apology of some sort.
What did I do?
You called her your mom.
You said that she has the style of your mom.
Would you rather my mom has your style? I don't know.
Nobody. You should not remind each other of either.
Okay, can we get off the whole I dress like his mom thing? Okay, I mean, that's been established. I was genuinely like interested. You seemed like a really nice guy. And you just seemed like you were a little bit inexperienced. So now I just feel like an idiot.
I think he is inexperienced.
He's buying gifts for his mom.
I don't think I'm inexperienced. Like, you didn't give off any signs of, like, hey, let's go have a date.
Why did you think I wanted to have coffee with you?
Yeah, she was playing hard to get with you, Benjamin.
She didn't even want to have coffee with me. It was like pulling teeth. She's like, well, maybe I can fit you in. And I was like, well, perfect. I just need, like, pick your brain for a minute.
You gotta read between the lines. That means she likes you.
Telling you that I'm going to make time for you should be indicative of interest.
No, you need to be real clear.
I don't have that decoder ring. I thought you were just, like, literally busy.
Yeah.
I mean, she obviously, you know now that she likes you, right? Like, it's very clear.
Yeah, so put all the mom stuff aside. Do you see her, like, as a potential romantic interest for you?
I haven't really even thought about it. Like, all I can do is just, like, picture her in my mom's clothes.
That could be sexy in some circles.
Jeff.
It could be.
No, it's not like that.
Okay. Well, I'm doing more damage than I am helping.
Can you, like, donate the jacket and then maybe get something?
I'm not changing my wardrobe because of him.
You shouldn't change it. I mean, you look amazing in it. I was serious when I complimented you.
She's never going to be able to wear that jacket again. No. Just so you know.
Yeah, she'll find something even hotter to wear on your first official date
that we're
going to send you on it and pay for the date if you want to do this, Benjamin. What do you think?
Can we just not? Don't even ask him. I don't know.
You're right. We should probably ask his mom for permission first.
No, Jim.
Make sure it's okay before he's allowed to go out with you.
I think she's cringing.
I think she's going to go home.
Oh, you're done with
some
it?
Of her clothes.
Yeah. Good.
I don't know if there's coming back from this.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Hey, Josie. I'm sorry. I really didn't see it as what you were shooting for. So I apologize. And I just don't want it to be awkward when we see each other on the train again. So, I really am sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, it won't be. I'm probably going to start taking the bus.
Oh. Wow.
But that's like ignoring him. And when she ignores someone, it means that she likes
them.
No,
don't read into that one.
I'm throwing that strategy out from now on. I'm never using that again.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
This second date update was powered by Talbots.
Oh, stop it.
Asking single 20-somethings to embrace your inner mom.
Aww.
Put on that floral button-up blouse under a hand-stitched sweater vest and embrace the sexy in you.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Why is that terrible?
Oh, no one wants to be compared to their mother.
Excuse me. I would like to ask that we destigmatize the idea that moms aren't sexy.
Oh,
okay? I don't like this narrative that you guys are painting that moms can't be hot.
There. Jeffrey, you cannot be attracted to someone who looks like your own mother. It doesn't matter if your own mother is Heidi Klum. It is gross.
Okay, that's your
way to
opinion.
This. If you're a hot mom, text into 78592, especially if you're single.
Trying to get hot moms to text in?
Yeah, that's just more for me.
We need all the hot moms to text in.
That is not what this is about.
Solidarity in numbers. And if we can't agree on that, at least we can agree on this. We'll help you with your dating life.
Yeah. We can all agree on that.
No matter who your mom is, no matter what they look like.
All right, Heidi Klum's daughter, give us a call.
That's right. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's Box!
Today's challenger is Garrett, who is 2-2 against you all time, Brooke. So we've had him on a few times, and whenever we talk to people just about their personal lives during this segment, it almost feels like we're kind of dating.
I feel like we're slow dancing right now with this song,
so,
Jeffrey.
Garrett, I Googled some great date questions so we can get to know you a little bit more intimately.
Like,
for example, what's your go-to meal when you're home alone?
Oh, Garrett.
McDonald's? I don't know.
Oh, here.
A man that doesn't like to cook. All right.
You into the chicken nuggets or are you a burger boy?
All of it. A little of everything.
Maybe some crispy, hot piping fries.
I feel like Garrett ends up crying at the end of this meal.
Into a milkshake or something.
And before we get to the game, another question. What's your favorite position on the basketball court?
Point guard. Absolutely point guard.
Oh, yeah. Garrett runs the show all the time.
Yep. Lots of assists. Throw you here, I'll throw you there.
All right. That's all the time that we have to get to know you intimately, Garrett. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio so she could process everything she just learned. In the meantime, let's go over the rules. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, you have to beat her outright if you want to win, though. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Good luck. Your time starts now. On this day in 1886, a pharmacist named John Pemberton created what nationally known soft drink?
Coca-Cola.
Preferred by 83 nations, what color is the most popular for passports?
Blue.
What animal class includes scorpions and spiders?
Insect.
On a traditional German chocolate cake, what fruit would you find shavings of on top?
Strawberry.
What's the only European city to have a Disneyland theme park?
France.
All right, we're going to accept that.
Paris.
I think that's a little bit late.
No.
I want to give that to you, Garrett, but now Brooke is back into the studio here. So real quick, remind our listeners what you do for a living and why you hate it so much. And then afterwards, Brooke is going to respond with how she's better than you and how much better her life is. Go ahead, Garrett.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm a lawyer and I love it. How about that? Curveball for you there.
Okay, Brooke, your rebuttal, Brooke? Go ahead.
Gag order? Can I issue that? I don't know.
Sure.
Ball gags? Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Wow, you turned Brooke on.
What kind of lawyer are you?
I do tax and employee benefits.
Ooh,
you're a law lawyer.
A lot of sexy shows about your title of law.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, wow.
That would be so funny.
As if it couldn't get any steamier in here. Now, we got to get to your questions, Brooke. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1886, a pharmacist named John Pemberton created what nationally known soft drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Preferred by 83 nations, what color is the most popular for passports?
Blue.
What animal class includes scorpions and spiders?
Arachnids.
On a traditional German chocolate cake, what fruit would you find shavings of on top? What's the only European city to have a Disneyland theme park?
Paris.
There are two states that end with the letter Y. Name one of them.
Three, two, one. Can't think of it. Wyoming.
We'll see if that's right. We're going to go to the scoreboard first with Jose.
It's terrible. She has beautiful eyes and her hair smells like cinnamon.
Bolaños.
Garrett, you got two correct today.
Nah, all right. Not feeling good.
Oh, no. He's admitted defeat already.
This Y is stumping my brain. We need to get to the answers.
Still can't think of one of those two. Well, Brooke, you got four.
New Jersey.
There's one of them.
I got one.
30 seconds later, Brooke's back in the game.
Yeah.
Garrett, I'm sorry, was not enough to beat Brooke, but let's go over the answers here. On this day in 1886, pharmacist John Pemberton created the original Coca-Cola soft drink.
Oh, interesting.
Came up with the syrup for it, put it together with carbonated water, and started selling it at the pharmacy for a nickel. But preferred by 83 nations, blue is the most popular passport color. Second is red, followed by green. The animal class that includes scorpions and spiders is arachnids. On top of a traditional German chocolate cake, you'll find coconut shavings.
Yummy.
The only European city to have a Disneyland theme park is Paris. And the two states that end in letter Y are New Jersey and Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Of course.
So, like Maryland-y. Yeah.
Just adding a Y to everything.
Now, Garrett, it wasn't enough to beat Brooke. The good news is, just for playing, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see comedian Hans Kim perform May 25th at the Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Look at that. Did you enjoy this experience more or less than the past times you've played?
Well, when I won, that was more enjoyable. But this is pretty good. Okay. It's always an enjoyable morning talking to you guys.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
We'll say whatever it takes so you don't sue us. Thanks,
yeah.
Gary.
There you go.
Come back and play anytime. We're going to do Winbrook's Bucks again same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.